Today on Gardening in a Minute, the Florida School Garden Competition. The Florida School Garden Competition is designed to recognize and reward elementary schools that include gardens in their curriculum. It's sponsored by the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department and the Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival, as well as many other garden-related organizations. Elementary schools throughout the state are invited to participate in the competition each year. The program provides an opportunity for teachers to gain recognition and win funds for their school's garden. The competition is open to public, private, and homeschool gardens. Entries consist of descriptions and photos of the gardens and are judged by the sponsoring organizations. They're evaluated on educational relevance, level of involvement, and quality of the garden. Winners are awarded prizes to help fund their gardens in the future. For more about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFIS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, bog gardens. Bog gardens are unique ecosystems that can host really cool plants. In nature, bogs are areas that have wet soil, but typically no standing water. Bog gardens can take advantage of naturally low wet spots in your landscape, or you can create one in a container. You can also make a bog garden by lining a shallow hole with a perforated rubber material. Fill a bog with a mix of sand and peat and locate it in an area that gets at least 6 hours of direct sunlight. There are many different plants you can use in your bog garden, including flowering iris, the native swamp hibiscus, and carnivorous plants like pitcher plants and Venus flytraps. Plant a bog garden for an unusual visual treat. For more about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFIS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, slow-release fertilizer. Have you heard of slow-release fertilizer and wondered whether you should use it? Excess nutrients from fertilizers can be washed from our landscapes into waterways by rain and irrigation runoff. Slow-release fertilizer can help reduce these pollution problems because it dissolves slowly. Bags are marked slow-release or controlled-release, and the fertilizer label indicates the percentage of slow-release nutrients. The higher the percentage, the less chance there is of leaching. Slow-release fertilizers can also be applied less frequently than other kinds, making them more cost-effective. Your plants will be fed with light but frequent doses of fertilizer, which will help them thrive. Look for a fertilizer with some of the nitrogen in slow-release form and help protect our fragile environment. For more about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFIS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, spring irrigation maintenance. Irrigation systems are a wonderful convenience for helping to maintain our landscapes, but they do take some care. Now's a great time to test your system to make sure it's operating correctly. Check all your irrigation zones to see if all the heads are working properly and unclog or replace sprinkler heads that aren't functioning. Adjust the heads so that they're not watering sidewalks, streets, and driveways. Water applied to these surfaces wastes your money and precious natural resources. Adjust your irrigation timer when the seasons change so as not to over or underwater. You may also want to calibrate your sprinkler system to determine how much water you're putting out with each application. This is an easy process and can be done by anyone. For more about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFIS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, crabgrass. Crabgrass is a common weed that, if left unchecked, can take over your lawn. It can disrupt the beauty of the lawn with its different color and texture, and even choke out your lawn grass entirely. The best defense against crabgrass or any other weed is a healthy lawn that's mowed, watered, and fertilized properly. But should you get crabgrass in your St. Augustine or Bahia turf, you'll need to spot kill it with a non-selective herbicide and fill in the bare patches with fresh sod or plugs as soon as possible. To keep the seedlings from coming back after you eliminate the existing crabgrass, use pre-emergence herbicides. In South Florida, apply them in early February, in Central Florida, around mid-month, and in North Florida towards the end of February. For more about crabgrass and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFIS Extension, and WUFT-FM.